USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The month-long Russian war in Ukraine is on the verge of entering a stalemate, according to NATO intelligence, with Ukraine forces preventing Russia from making progress, but Russian President Vladimir Putin showing no willingness to back down. Belarus, a close Russian ally, may soon let Russia position nuclear weapons on their soil. Belarus has already allowed Russian military to use its territory to invade Ukraine. The Senate Judiciary Committee opened their Supreme Court confirmation hearings today, with Republicans promising pointed questions for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. Committee Senior Republican Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa promised the Republicans would ask tough questions about Jackson's judicial policy without turning the hearings into a spectacle. And Senator Lindsey Graham noted Democrats had opposed some Republicans in the past who were black or Hispanic, and he and his GOP colleagues wouldn't be deterred from asking probing questions. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A Boeing 737 operated by China Eastern Airlines with 132 people on board has crashed in the southern mountains of China. Rescue teams are searching for survivors at the site of the crash. Again, 9 crew members, 123 passengers were on board, according to the Civil Aviation Administration of China. The crash has also started a mountainside fire. A man was killed and at least 27 other people were injured in a gunfight at a car show in Dumas, Arkansas. The victims were described as bystanders in a shootout between two suspects, according to Colonel William J. Bryant of the Arkansas State Police. He said, "The bottom line on this is two individuals got into a gunfight. Unfortunately, we had multi-victims of the shooting incident. So far, only one person has been arrested. At least 6 children, the youngest 19 months old, were among those wounded. They were taken to Arkansas Children's Hospital in Little Rock." This is USA Radio News.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like one of our Supreme Court justices will be spending some time in the hospital.
Justice Clarence Thomas is in the hospital with flu-like symptoms. The Supreme Court issuing a release saying he was admitted to a D.C. area hospital Friday evening. He has been diagnosed with an infection and is being treated with antibiotics. The statement added he's resting comfortably and is expected to be released in the next couple of days. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
3 fires that ignited in central Texas last night joined the 4 already burning thousands of acres of land and forcing hundreds of people out of their homes. The Texas A&M Forest Service said the Eastland Complex fire in Eastland County was made up now of 7 blazes. Altogether, the complex fire is burning over 55,000 acres. The largest blaze in the complex is called the Kid Fire, which is burning 42,000-plus acres and is only 40% contained. If you're into daytime television, The Maury Povich Show is the latest daytime talker to announce it's stopping production in 2022.
In the case of 10-month-old royalty, Daryl, you are not...
Maury Povich is ending his run and retiring after 31 seasons of hosting the show. Povich's exit comes as NBC Universal also ends another first-run syndicated series, Judge Jerry, hosted by Jerry Springer, after just 3 seasons. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.